Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, it's good. It's a last-minute goal, and it's always good to score in the last minute. And yeah, give one important point because we keep the unbeaten run, and was important until the end. We have to believe, and only when the referee say it's over. But I believe until the end, and hopefully I score. Yeah, we have the next few matches will be hard matches. So it's good that we keep the good result, and we keep this atmosphere around the fans and the group that is important for us. And I think maybe today we deserve more than a point, because we show during the 90 minutes that we were the better team. We have the better players. But yeah, 1 point is good. We are 1-0 down and we scored in the last minute. It was a good point. And win the next match. I think in this game, if we score the first goal, we win the game, because we control all the game. We have better players, better team, better togetherness. But the problem is they score the first goal, and after they have good players up front, and they set back, and they put the ball in Grosicki, Bowen, these type of players, and it's always hard to come back against a team like this.
Yeah.
But I think we do well.
Sorry, Nelson, I was going to say, how frustrating was that, conceding that goal? Because it was almost out of nothing, wasn't it, really?
Exactly, this is what I told you. When you have a team like Hull City, they have good players as well. And we know before the game starts that if they score a goal, will be hard, because they have experienced players, they will set back, they put the ball in the counter-attack, to the Grosicki, Bowen, this type of players, and always going to be hard. And unfortunately, we conceded the first goal, and after that was more hard to score a goal, but I think we do well. We get a good point.
What was it like playing in those last 10, 15 minutes? Because it seemed there wasn't much shape, and everyone seemed to be running around, and it almost felt a bit desperate at times.
Yeah, when you are losing 1-0, you play more with the heart and with the head, and I think it's what we have done today. We play with the heart, and sometimes this is important, play with the heart. And even I saw a team close going up, desperate to score a goal, and it's good, because show that we want to get a good result, we want to give to the fans good results, and this show how focused we are in get good results.
Personally, how's your fitness? Because it must have been such a frustrating time, and the groin problem seems to have been going on for quite a while now.
Yeah, my injury comes in a bad moment, because I was in really good shape. I was coming from the national team. I scored against Birmingham, and after against Burton, I get this injury. And after against Middlesbrough, I was thinking, I feel good, but I come on for 10 minutes and I feel bad again. And it's hard, because every time I'm on the pitch in training and this stuff, I'm scared. I think I will not shoot, or I will not dribble, because I will feel pain. And hopefully today I feel very good. I feel with no pain, and this make me more happy than the goal, to be fair, because what I want is play football. And the last few months it was frustrating, because I can't play football, and it's not good.
how difficult is it having an injury sort of during the season? Because I guess if it keeps coming back, people are like, well, how do we cure it? How, you know, does it need longer rest or, you know, other things?
And yeah, it's groin injuries, specifically my injury was hard because, for example, when I play against Middlesbrough, running in training and running maximum speed, I don't feel pain. But after, in explosive moment, movements, and I feel pain. So it's something that you can't control, and sometimes is you feel frustrating because you think, oh, I will do well, I don't feel pain, and you go to the pitch and you feel the pain and you step back, and it's not easy, but this is gone, and now I'm happy because I'm fit again.
And at least you have a week now to recover. It's not a midweek game, so it's easing you gently, all of you, back into action.
Yeah, it was a bit the problem before, because last month we have a lot of games. I think we have 7 games in 21 days or something like that, and this is hard because you play Saturday, you play Wednesday again, or you play Friday again. It's hard. So now it's good because we play today. Now we have like 1 week, or more than 1 week, because we play on Sunday, and this is good because I can manage myself, I can rest a bit, I can train hard as well, and this will help me.
And just talking about Sunday, you've gone above Ipswich for the first time this season. How important is that?
I know it's an important match for us and for the fans, because it's a derby, and we go there for win the game, because we are better than them, we have better players than them, we are a better club than them, so we go there for win the game.
So, and do you think the way that you had to fight and scrap and get that late goal will hold you in good stead for next week?
Yeah, of course, when you are a striker and you score a goal, this gives you confidence. But like I said before, what gives me more confidence today is play the 20 minutes and don't feel pain, because it's what I'm looking for, is be happy again, be able to play football. And I'm happy because today I played 20 minutes without pain, and I feel fit again. We are 8 games unbeaten, so we are in a very good run, and we just need to keep the run keep going and win next match.
How many derbies have you played in before, different derbies, Nelson?
I play in Portugal a few derbies. I play, to be fair, in every country I have been, I play derbies. Even in Forest, I play against derby countries, a massive derby as well.
Tomorrow, in fact.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy them? Because they're unique games, aren't they?
Personal is the game that I prefer to play, because I like play tough games. I prefer play tough games than easy games, because in easy games, you, even if you don't want, your motivation is good, but it's not as good as if it's a derby, if it's a massive game. I talk personal, and I enjoy play derbies.
First time we got to speak to you since August, so I think there were suggestions that Swansea had come in for you. There's obviously talk all window about your future. How was it for you, and how do you feel about how it's been resolved?
Yeah, Swansea made a big for everyone's knows. In the last day, I was in the national team, but it's a good opportunity to me. But I spoke with the Gaff, and I tell him that I'm focused on Norwich as well. If I stay here, I will be happy, because I really want to help, and we all want to help to put this team in Premier League, because I think this team deserves to play in Premier League. And so I was really happy to stay here, because I love play here, because people give me support. I enjoy play here, so was good to stay here.
Thank you, Nelson.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,